Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Hearts for a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us, oh Lord. Oh my God, we pray that you look upon us, that you continue to go with us, stand by us, ever lead us on the victory. Help us to seek to please you and to do your will. Keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch unto prayer. Let the blood of Jesus cover today. Wash away sins. Blot out of transgressions. Look on your people, O Lord. Touch and bless in a special way. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Have thine own way today. We pray that you touch us the more, O Lord. Give us strength, O Lord, that we may perform your will. Help us, Jesus. Make us strong where we're weak. And build us up where we're torn down. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Help us to make this journey, Lord. We want to go through, Lord. We're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, our trust is in you. We believe your word today. We know that your word is forever settled in heaven. And we know that your word will not fail. You said before one tittle or one jot of your word fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. We are standing on your word today, and we are looking to you as never before. We pray that you go with us and you stand by us, oh Lord. Help us to fulfill your will. Help us, oh Lord, to be led of thy spirit and to go by the leading of the Lord. Help us, oh Lord. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to have your way. Make ways out of no way. Open up doors, oh Lord. Jesus, we pray that you touch souls. Help them to break up the stony yard. Help them to fall out with their ways. Speaking your faith, calling upon your name. Move in a mighty way, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to go through. Help us to stand, Jesus.
Oh,
Lord, and cause your face to shine upon us. Oh, my God, we're seeking to do your will, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, put your words in our mouth. Help us, oh, Lord, to follow the leading of the Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on the sick and the afflicted, touch and heal their bodies. Raise them up. Give them strength, oh Lord. We know thou art a healer. We know you're able. Look on the bereaved families. Comfort them, oh Lord, in their time of bereavement. Lift the heavy burdens, oh Lord. Make the way for them, oh Lord. Open up a door, Jesus. Work things out for them. You know what they're going through, and you know how to fix the situation. In the name of Jesus, look on that soul that's seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you touch, Lord. That you deliver, Lord. Help us to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, cast out all doubt. Cast out all fear. Help them, oh Lord, to take you at your word, knowing that your word is filled. In the name of Jesus, help today, oh Lord. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you go into the prisons, the institutions, the hospitals, and that you will save, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. We thank you today. We thank you for what you've already done. Thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is something about God's presence. Help me set the atmosphere. Let's send the message to glory, saying, Lord, you're welcome here. If he comes, there will be joy, peace, and good cheer. Lift your hands. I can feel that he's near. Someone's on the verge of a blessing. Something good is about to take place. Someone's on the verge of a miracle. If you just reach out on your faith, someone's on the verge of deliverance. This is the day that you can be free. Someone's on the verge of a breakthrough. Lift your hands and say, Lord, let it be me. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you're looking for a miracle, if you're looking for a blessing, if you're looking for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. We thank God for all of you on the line today. We thank God for that beautiful prayer being prayed by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all, because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, made free, set made whole, and all everything else that you need through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join in worshiping and praising the Lord with us. You have to excuse me, or don't excuse me. I feel good down in my sanctified soul. The Lord, he touched me in that prayer, and I thank him for it, because he didn't have to do it.
He didn't
have to wake me up this morning, but he did. And Lord, I'm glad that he did. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Lord, I praise your name. I thank you right now.
Yes.
Lord, I'm grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Grateful in my soul for all the things he's done for me. And I'm thankful for prayer, for the power of prayer. I remember I was listening to Evangelist Maybelle on Friday night, and she said we ought to thank God if God gave us a mind to pray. And truly, right now, these days, so many people, they've lost the mind to pray. They've lost the desire to fast.
Yes.
They've lost the desire to
go ahead.
They've lost the desire to seek after the Lord, to sanctify themselves,
yes,
to live a holy life.
Yes.
So I'm glad that I still have a mind.
Yes.
And if you have that mind to live a holy life, to live a clean life,
yes,
to live a sanctified life, you ought to be glad about it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The way the world is going,
yes,
today, they're passing so many laws. They're making it hard for the saints of God to practice their religion, to practice their spirituality. But we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's that power. Hallelujah.
The power.
The power.
Yes,
Lord, I bless your name,
yes,
for the power.
Yes.
We have this power. So we don't have to be ashamed. Lord, I thank you, Jesus, again for Prayer Works Ministry. And I thank you for prayer and for his touch. And right now we're going to attempt to read the opening scripture. Thank you, Jesus. I open up my Bible to the 120th number of Psalms. And the first verse says, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue, sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper? Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of his word. The 120th number of Psalms,
yes,
the first throughout the seventh verse. And that's just like the enemy. We're for peace. We want to live,
yes,
a peaceful life.
Yes.
But when we're for peace, the enemy, they're for war.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for peace today. I thank you for wanting to seek peace. There was a time when we didn't have peace, when we didn't have Jesus in our lives. But if you have Jesus in your life, he will bring you peace. And yeah, there will be things that are going to happen
in our lives, too, you know, that people, they want to disturb our peace. But we have a peace that passes all understanding. When people say, oh, you should be angry, you should be mad, because they're the devil's at war with you, but we have this peace in our souls. I'm grateful. I know we're going a little off script today, but that's all right.
That's all right.
The Gospel Truth, excuse me, the Prayer Works Ministry, our broadcast, it airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworkministry. And I'm here to tell you today that prayer, it works. Take it, Jesus. It'll stir you up. It'll encourage your soul. It'll help you to go on. When you feel like you want to give up, you might go on into prayer. And the Lord, he'll touch you. And your next thing you know, you feel like going a little further. The prayer works. Ministry. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God again for Evangelist Maybell. And if you're looking to support other ministries, feel free to tune in tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. to the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. And I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. On Tuesdays, we have the Oldie But Goodie, Goodie Night, when she plays sermons from her broadcast from the 90s. And different messages that come through, encouraging messages, uplifting messages, inspiring messages, and you won't miss your blessing. That's tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Tune in, and you can tune in on Sundays, Tuesdays and Sundays as well, at 7 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday afternoons at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission post Sunday afternoon services. And if you happen to be in the area, stop on by, because again, you will not miss your blessing.
Yes.
And I believe they're having a 12 o'clock prayer each day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Thank God somebody's got a mind. I can tell that somebody's been praying. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Roger Tanner, Andrea, the bereaved Ingram Soul family, Sean Howard and his mother, the bereaved Harrell family, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, all the bereaved families. I miss somebody. Evangelist Maybell prayed for them. I believe it was Friday, and I put them on the prayer list, and the prayer list that I have with me right now is not that updated one. But we're praying for him as well. Amen. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. God, I thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful, again, for his touch and for the move of the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
That's what it has.
Amen.
The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. And so many people that are doing things without the anointing, on their own. And I don't want to do anything on my own. I want God to move in me. I want him to use me. He wants to use me. I don't want it to be me. I don't want to say anything that's not of his will. I want to be in his will.
Lord, I
thank you, Jesus.
And
I'm grateful today again for his touch and for the mighty move of God, because I feel him. I feel his presence, his anointing. And I'm grateful that I can feel it. So many people, they want to feel it. They want to know what we know, but it's not given to them. It's not given to them. I'm grateful that it was given to me, Lord.
That's right.
I'm gonna waste it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Right, Lord.
So at this time, without further ado, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Normally at this time, we would turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mabel, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Again, I don't know where we are in the program, but wherever God takes us, I'm following. I'm going.
Yes, let him have his way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else get some of this. Evangelist Mabel.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God. I was just enjoying you. Join the Lord in you. I tell you, I thank the Lord. Surely the Lord moved today. I'm telling you, he moved by his Spirit. Glory to God. I thank God for what he has done. I praise him for his mercy. You know God is a merciful God. He'll do whatever he wants to, whenever he gets ready to, and on whomsoever he wants to. God will move by his Spirit. I'm telling you, the Lord met us there today. He went to the prayer mission. Oh, yes, Lord. And I'm telling you, the Lord moved in that place. I think the brother was getting ready. He was getting ready to go to Christian Temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I told him what time the service starts. And I said, but I will be at the prayer mission at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on.
Thank you.
Okay. 12 o'clock, got to the prayer mission, and there was the soul right there.
Thank
Look
you.
At that.
Pulled up. We both pulled up at the same time.
Thank
I
you.
Went in the church. And I'm telling you, the Lord took over.
Hallelujah.
No form, no fashion. We didn't go in no prayer.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And I looked on him. I said, that was the Lord. I looked on him, and I said, that was the Lord that led you to come here.
Glory
to God. I can get another Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you. At that time,
thank you.
The Lord took over.
Thank
he began thanking Jesus.
Thank
he
you.
Began to thank the Lord.
Oh,
I know. The Lord touched him.
Yes.
And I saw the tear run down his face.
Right,
he said he had no feeling. He didn't have no feelings, you know, his emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord touched him.
Yeah, look.
And pray and thank God and everything.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we had a time in that place today.
Hey.
I tell you, we prayed and thanked God and praised him and thanked him and praised him and thanked him. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you. I tell you, thank you, Jesus. And we brought the message. The message was Jacob and Esau. And Jacob wrestled with that angel.
Yeah.
And the message was, don't let him go until he bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. We had a wonderful time today. And we just thanked the Lord because we knew that this was the Lord's doing. And it goes to show you, you've got to go by the leading of the Lord.
Amen.
As the evangelist was preaching, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke.
Amen.
That's right. See, because we can't do nothing, but when the Lord comes, we got to grab hold of it.
Oh, yeah.
We got to hold on to it. Just like Jacob, when that angel came and wrestled with him, he held on to it. He
yes.
held on to him until he got his weapon. He got his joint.
Yes, he did.
Got a joint.
Right.
Kept on holding on. He held on to that blessing.
Yes,
and
he
that
did.
Angel blessed him. Glory to God. And he was able to go on.
Yes.
But I tell you, and Brother Testify said he thanked the Lord for converting him, and he thanked the Lord for sanctifying him.
Yes.
And I tell you, I said, that's faith right there. That's it. I said, God ain't got to come down and knock you in your head,
right.
knock you out in the floor and all of that. He can just bring it to your mind.
Yes.
Go here. Follow it. You will be blessed.
Amen.
That's what he did. God blessed him.
Right.
He blessed him.
That's all right.
So I thank God. I tell you, we had a wonderful time today. And I tell you, the Lord blessed us. He sent on help. And I tell you, because the Lord, he knows what I was going through and my the affliction in my body. I'm telling you, all of this was the Lord, and he proved himself. He proved himself because the devil, he'll try to tell you, say, you've been praying and waiting and praying and waiting, and don't seem like nothing is moving.
Mm-hmm.
But he moved today.
Right.
The one thing about it, he proved that devil to be a liar.
All right.
Like Bell.
Yeah.
The guy, they were trying to say, if your God be God, let him send down fire. Licked his water up. They prayed and cried, and nothing happened. And they start cutting themselves and whatnot. But one thing about it, the Lord delivered. He sent that fire down and licked that water up.
Yes, he did.
That was the real God.
Amen.
The other ones were worshiping Baal.
Yes, they were.
So I tell you, we had a time. Yes, signing here today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm just so happy. I just pray. I'm asking that you all will pray, continue to pray with us. We know somebody was praying.
Amen.
Continue to pray for us and with us.
Yes.
Because we want to see souls saved.
Amen.
That's our purpose. That's what we're here for. That's what we're preaching for.
Yes.
To help somebody else be saved. We don't want to be sitting around all stagnated doing nothing.
Fussing
and arguing back and forth one with another. One preacher get up and preach, the other one come behind and try to tear down the message that they preach. No.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Yes, glory.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. No, we preach it that souls might be saved. That
Amen.
Is our purpose. We don't come to fight against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Glory to God. That's what we're fighting against. We're fighting the good fight of faith, and we are laying hold to eternal life. We want to be saved when this race is over. We want to be the Lord to say, well done, without good and faithful service. You've been through many things, but you suffered it anyway. You went through it. Although you was talked about, you was lied on, you was cheated, mistreated, hallelujah. But he will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Yes. Thank you, Chris. Yes, sir.
That's what we're fighting for.
Amen.
Lord, we're not fighting one another.
No.
Praise God. We don't have time to fight one another. But we got to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ if that's what he told you to do. And if he didn't tell you to do it, leave it alone.
Amen.
Glory to God. I tell you, God is good.
Yes, he is.
He called you. He'll give you a message. God will give you a message. And
yes,
you will have a burden for souls.
Yes.
For souls. Praise God. People talking about God called them to preach, and they don't even have a burden for souls.
Amen.
They don't have a message. No, they just have a lot of mess. But no
message.
But I thank God. I thank God today. He proved himself. He proved himself to me, and he proved himself to that soul.
Amen.
I tell you, it pays to continue to go by the leading of the Lord.
Yes.
He tells you to go into the place, start praying.
That's right.
If he tells you to go in there and start praising him, that's what you do.
Amen.
And I'm telling you many times, that is what helped us to survive and to stay with the Lord by being obedient.
Amen.
The prophetess, she would tell us, she said, the Lord said, get up right now and praise him, right now. And some wait around, but when she told me that the Lord said, get up right now and praise, I got up right then and there and praised my God. And I tell you, the Lord lifted that burden off of me, and when I went to the house of God, I must have danced for about an hour. For an hour straight. When he took that burden off of me.
Yeah.
Because I was obedient. I obeyed the prophetess said. And I believe the preacher preached the other night. Believe the prophet.
All right.
That's what you said, Vandice. I mean, that scripture she read. Yes, believe the prophet.
Yes.
You gotta believe them when they speak. If they are of God, when they're of God.
Yes.
You know the difference. Because when God says something, he's going to bring it to pass. So I tell you, with the Lord moved in that place today, we just had a glorious time in the Lord. And the Bible said there's more rejoicing over one sinner that repented than over 99 just souls that need no repentance.
Amen.
So we praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And the prayer, as I stated, the prayer is still going on. Let me tell you something. Who knows the mind of God? We don't know the mind of God. God will do whatever he want to do. And he'll use whoever he want to use. That brother on his way to the airport. Way to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
He turned that car around and came back and said, I'll be here another week.
Look at God.
I'm telling you, said I'll be here another week.
Absolutely.
Because I had already told him. I had already told him the prayer is going on.
Yes.
Even if he had left, that prayer was still going on.
Thank you, Jesus. So
he was on his way. He turned that car around, came back, said he's going to stay another week.
Thank you, Jesus.
He testified today. He said here's where he was praying, so he might as well come on back and pray. Pray some more.
Amen. Okay.
Because this is where that's what he came down here for. You know, he came to pray.
Yes.
He just turned around and go back home. He turned that car around, came back. I knew this was the Lord. I know it was the Lord. And I told him, I said, this was the Lord. I said, the Lord led you to come here.
Amen.
Saying that, the Lord took over. And I believe that something happened. He might not want to accept or might be doubting it, that this was the Lord. But we know it was the Lord.
Yeah.
We know it was the Lord. And he did testify that the Lord converted him and sanctified him.
Yeah.
So if he continue to believe it and don't doubt it, God will add more to it.
Yeah.
So we will be in this prayer. Lord will. The Lord's willing. If the Lord is willing, we will be in this prayer for the rest of this week. The Lord say to him.
Glory to God.
Amen. So I thank God for what he's doing. So I encourage you to continue to do the will of God. Continue, Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadija, continue doing this work on this broadcast for the Lord. Because God knows. He knows what we need.
He knows.
The word is going out.
Yes.
Now, somebody's getting the word of God. Whether they call in, write in, or what. Somebody out there is getting the word.
So
we may not know who they are, but somebody's getting it.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, and I want to encourage every born-again believer in Christ. Let the Lord lead you.
Yes.
Follow the leading of the Lord, and you won't go wrong. But if
Amen.
He's leading you and you don't go the way he leads you, you're going to get in trouble.
Amen.
So follow the leading of the Lord. And at this time, we thank the Lord for everything, and I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid. God bless you.
Praise be to God. I tell you of the truth.
Amen.
The joint is in this place.
Yes.
And I thank God.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Praise
it. Praise it. Praise it. Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before
yes.
you. We humble our hearts.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We call
yes,
on your
Lord
name.
Jesus.
We need you right
thank
now,
Jesus.
Lord. Give
oh,
sins,
yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Fight our transgressions.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Save souls, Lord.
Light out.
Hit the bell right now.
Yes,
loose the shackles, oh, God.
Jesus.
Do wonders, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus,
lift heavy
burdens.
Touch somebody's mind. Touch their heart.
Jesus.
Lord, somebody finally be saved today. Save their souls, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Move by your power. Send your power down. Lord, manifest yourself. Move, Lord Jesus. Move in a mighty way. Somebody's in trouble. Lord, send deliverance. Deliver that soul that's in trouble now. Right now, oh God, while we're praying in prayer, make your holy visitation in the name of Jesus. Lord, please, if you just speak the word, heal, my God. Heal every sickness, the incurable disease. Heal, Lord. Cancer, oh God, sugar diabetes, in the name of Jesus, heal, Lord. We know you're able. There's nothing too hard for you. Nothing's impossible. We believe you right now. We're taking you at your word. Help us today, Lord. Send on help, my God. Continue to bless, Lord. Help us to pray the Lord. Put the prayer in our heart. Put the words in our mouth, but we don't know what to pray for as we ought, Lord. But help us, please, my God. Teach us, Lord, how to pray. Teach us how to believe. Teach us, oh God, how to trust in you with our whole heart. In the name of Jesus, work it out,
in the name of Jesus.
Fix it, Lord Jesus. Look on those on the prayer list, one by one, name by name.
Yes.
Bless each and every one with whatever they
world. Bring us together, Lord. Give us unity amongst ourselves.
Yes,
help us to minister according to your will. Not our will, Lord, but thy will be done. Strengthen that soul, oh God. That soul
strengthen,
that's seeking to be delivered. Seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We know you're a miracle worker. And that you can do it, Lord. Make your visit in the prayer, oh God. Stop by and manifest your
faith.
Oh God, do it right now, Lord. Do it, my God, in the name of Jesus. Take away all doubt. Take away the unbelief. And help them, Lord, to receive the blessing. In the name of Jesus, we believe you, oh God.
In the name of Jesus.
And we're taking you at your word. And we count it done right now. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you. Praise be to God to hear what the Lord has done.
And in what he's going to do, we don't even know.
Amen.
We don't even know.
Amen.
What God is
no,
going to
don't.
Do. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So we can go ahead and thank him in advance. We can thank him because he's going to do something. We don't know what.
Amen.
But we know he's going to
do
something. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
We ought to just give God thanks. And I thank him today. My heart is encouraged. My soul is uplifted. And I'm blessed today. And I've just been having a great time.
Amen.
The Lord is in here. The presence of the Lord is here. I said the presence of the Lord
yes.
is here. Right now.
Amen.
Presence of the Lord
yeah.
is here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a mighty
praise
God.
It.
Mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty God.
I just thank God for everything said and done. You know, when God does
mm-hmm.
the way he wants to do it, that's all that
yes.
there is. That's all we can do with that.
Yeah.
Amen. But just say amen. And thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
So God has had his way, and I'm going to get on out the way. Oh, praise God. We're going to open up the platform for any remarks. So anyone desire to have remarks, you may do so at this time. God bless.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the message coming to Evangelist Khadija. I thank God for the prayer coming to Evangelist Ami. I tell you, the Lord is moving by his spirit. And
yes.
I tell you, I'm enjoying it. I'm happy about it. Glory to God. I just thank God. Even my grandsons, they came in. They got to looking. They saw how the brother was praying. They
yeah.
came in, eyes fucked. They was looking like they were scared something was going to happen to them. But I tell you, oh, Lord, we just had a wonderful time on today. So I just thank God for this broadcast today and for everything that was said and done to the glory and honor of God, for the praises. I'm just so happy, I tell you. And as I stated, we got to go by the leading of the Lord.
That's right.
And when the Lord leads you to do this and so, or go such way, that's the way you should go.
Amen.
Because God knows the reason why. And if you don't go the way that he leads you to go, you'll mess everything up. Everything will be messed up. It won't go the way the Lord wanted it.
Amen.
Right. So we just have to be obedient, forget about the form and the fashion, because
Amen.
We could have went in and start going in the form and the fashion and would have missed that blessing.
Amen.
That soul could have missed that blessing.
That's right.
We had to went and get our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God, I'm going to stop. I just thank God for the word of God for this broadcast and for Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Amin. I enjoyed it. So continue to pray for us as we go through this prayer, Lord willing, and pray for the soul.
Yes.
I thank God for the way that the broadcast began to go today. I thank God for his touch. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Me, but also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Kami. Thank God for that glorious, victorious telling of what the Lord did. And yeah, Van Mabel, you're right. We have to go by the leading of the Lord, because if, like she said, if we don't, souls will call souls and miss their blessing. And I remember on, I believe it
yes.
was Friday, she began to say that the Lord had led her to continue the prayer. And we now, if we
yes.
imagine the reason why. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And if
yes.
she had obeyed the Lord, if she hadn't obeyed the Lord, that soul would have missed the blessing. But because she obeyed, God works in, oh, man, who will let it? Who will let it?
Oh, yes.
And it's not us.
Yes.
It's us. If she is something, thinking of herself,
Amen.
You know, I don't feel well, my body, you know, has been sick and out when those things happen. And but he went by the leading of the Lord, she was God, and the soul God. I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. I thank God for the, like I said, for the broadcast for you, Evangelist Maybell, Vanessa Hameen, all the listeners. Want to say to everyone, be encouraged. If you're not seeking the Lord, it's time to seek the Lord. God bless you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for these evangelists all stirred up here today. Oh, praise God. I'm an evangelist. I'm stirred up here today. Amen. I just thank God for what he's doing. He's doing great things. Praise the Lord. And our prayers are not in vain. But God is hearing and he's answering prayer. Praise God. I thank the Lord for this broadcast, for this ministry. Prayer works. No matter what anybody says or anybody try to make you think, prayer works. Glory to God. And God is proving it to each one of us. So I am so grateful. I thank the Lord for all that's been said and done. And like I stated, God has truly met us here today, and I can yet feel the presence of the Lord, and I feel like praying.
Yes.
I just feel like praying.
Yes.
Even. All right. If you keep on praying like this, we're going to get some results. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
God, just like saints, they prayed all night long while Peter was locked up. They got some results. I mean, God had answered, had delivered Peter. He was free and everything. They were still in prayer. Didn't know what God had done.
Amen.
Woo, God had done the work. They didn't even know it, but they were still praying. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So let's keep on praying and just let God keep on working. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
I believe God. I truly believe God. And in these last days that we live, Lord knows we certainly need to pray even the more. So whatever it is,
Amen.
Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. Let's have a talk with the Lord.
Amen.
I had two dreams this week, and one of them, I dreamed that it was a lot of the old saints had gathered together in the church. Some of them were already going on home, but we were all in the sanctuary. And the general overseer was there. And I don't remember all the parts of the dreams. I had meant to write it down so I wouldn't forget. But I do recall this, like the old saints, they were like getting together and trying to teach the new generation the word of God, you know, trying to put that in them so that the church could stand, so that the church could go on.
Yes.
And there was one particular saint. Some of those saints, they were there and had already gone before I even came to the church. So I don't know who they were, but they were there. I could see them. And there was this name. It was a couple of names, but one name that stood out was the Calhouns. I don't know who they are, you know, who they were, but the Calhouns, they were some of the old saints that used to be in the church. So I don't know what it all means, but this is what dream came to me. And the other dream, I really forgot that one. But it had something to do with church, and I pray that the Lord would bring it back to me. But that just makes me want to pray for it, because it's like there's a cry for our youth, you know, the future church. We need to really build the ministry. We need to build it up and bring in the youth so that they can carry on the work of the Lord. And that's what comes to me about that. So I just thank the Lord for all things, and I'm asking for your continued prayers. We thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. And I can say of a truth, the Lord has really moved here. We are in the building. So we are just in this place. We can run around if we want. We can jump up and down.
All right.
Praise be to God. So what we've been doing in here, praising the Lord in this place. Amen. Praise God. So we look forward to you
you tuning in with us at our next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. We will be at our headquarters church, praise the Lord, and we will, I believe I set up a rebroadcast for Friday night, so it'll be a recording. But nevertheless, tune in and enjoy the word of the Lord. Amen. Do we have anything else before we close out? If not,
if the Lord leads you, come on down. You and Ben Khadija. If the Lord leads you.
All right. He said, if the Lord leads us, come on down.
Oh, yes. Well, we,
man.
Yeah.
I know what.
It'll be a blessing.
I'm gonna go in one of those empty offices at work at noonday. I'm gonna be on my knees praying. Either that or if the Lord lead and make the way, come on down. Praise God.
Yes. So, well, if you come down, coming down Friday for the
district meeting.
Yes.
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 I'm on a free. Yes.
All right then. Friend.
Yes.
So, whoever is listening, you are invited to pray. If you can stop by the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Prayer going on at noon each day. Can't make it there at noon. If you can find yourself a corner somewhere, a closet, go on in there, get on your knees, and pray unto God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for all things. If that be all, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and good night.